Thank you for calling Angie's Tree Service, LLC.
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear. I was just following up because I saw that you recently signed up with us and now you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with it. And, I made a decision too fast and I just don't feel comfortable with it. That's kind of how I explain. I don't know.
Is it that you didn't feel comfortable in, sending the verification information in the email or for the Google verification or?
No, I don't know. I think I made too big of a decision where I didn't have my wife. I didn't talk to her about it. I kind of did it on the limb, and I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable with it. So I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Got it. That makes a lot more sense. Thank you for explaining that to me. Yeah. No, I understand. I'm married too, so you know, definitely. So a couple of things I wanted to give you some options because I don't know if you recall, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to the $199 that you paid being a non-refundable amount. So I absolutely want to respect you and, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, if you want to cancel it, I'll do it now. But what I'm thinking is since you already paid, I could also push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free for you. And my objective in doing that is to give both you and your wife plenty of time to get MG's Tree Service on the first page of Google. That way the phone starts ringing with some new clients and you can kind of get a taste of what this will do for your business. And let me check the calendar. With that extra 2 weeks applied, you would have all the way until June 10th. So come June 10th, if you still, you know, don't want to continue, no problem. You call us and, you know, we cancel the payment and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
So I can't. Well, that's not what Paul said. Paul said if I want to quit within 3 days, I can, no questions asked, and you get my money back. But now you're saying I can't get my money back?
Yeah, because in the terms, that three-day rule applies to, I can read it to you exactly. Let me pull it up. It applies if you haven't had your client interview yet and no provisioning has been done. Because, for instance, I'm talking to you on a call tracking number, 763. Wait, let me look at it again because my contacts are fuzzy. It's 763-329-7730. So when we call this number, it will forward over to your number, okay? So we already purchased the call tracking number. We already submitted you to directories. We already started the Google verification process. We're doing content creation, programming, manual submissions, indexing. So all of that programming has already started. So that three-day rule only applies if you haven't had the client interview yet. And then at that point, we wouldn't have purchased anything yet or done any type of programming. But that already has – the ball started rolling there, so to speak.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But look at it like this. Let me just get my calculator out and calculate it. You paid $199, right? And then if I put the extra 2 weeks on there for free, it means that, you know, you really only would have paid $4.42 a day to try this and keep it going. And come June 10th, I'm confident that you're going to get some new clients, so you're not even going to want to cancel because nobody cancels on profit. But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because at that point, MG's tree service will be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're already submitted to the mobile platform, which means you'll be coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So at that point, you're going to have a much stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have now, right? So if you do cancel, I mean, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger presence than you have, which, you know, you need in this age anyway, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll apply that extra 2 weeks on the back end. And do me a favor, too. If your wife has any questions, feel free to have her call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777 because I know if my husband came home and just told me that he spent $199 on something and if I didn't understand what it was, of course I would get mad about it, right? But once she sees the value to what you're getting, I'm pretty sure that she's going to want to continue with it, too.
Okay, so what number can I reach you at? Because when I call mm-hmm. other numbers, it talks to a thing, and I don't know.
Yes, so I'll text it to you. I'm at the same number that you called earlier, but when you call in, if you put my extension in automatically, which is 777, then rather than taking you through all those voice prompts, it's going to just ring to my desk directly. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or if I'm in a meeting. But, of course, if I see that you called, I'll call you right back.
Okay. Your extension was what, 777?
777. And do you get text messages on the phone ending in 9466?
Yeah, that's my cell number.
Okay. I just texted it to you, so you should have a text of my direct line, too.
Okay, yep, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's how you reach me directly. And then lastly, I wanted to point out to you, because they sent that email to you a couple of times, action needed pictures for Google verification. So what's happening there behind the scenes is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business at that address. So there's about 7 suggestions in that email. It'll say, you know, send over a business registration or an invoice or a business card or a work picture of a work vehicle with tools. So you don't have to send all 7, but just send over whatever you can, because that's going to help you to get verified and published on Google quickly so you don't have any hiccups, okay?
Okay, so, see, and the problem is I'm not good with all this stuff, and usually my wife takes care of it, and it's
and she doesn't want anything to do with it.
No, she's totally upset and ready to drink because I'm doing what I never asked her, and now I got myself in a bind that, I don't know,
Well, do you have any of that stuff that I just mentioned? Because you could just email it to me, and then I can put it into that form for you if you like. I don't mind helping you with that.
I mean, I do have a picture of my business cards. I do have pictures of, like, my work truck, and then I have my stuff on a trailer.
Okay.
The equipment that I use.
So I'll send you an email directly from my personal email here at the company, and then I'll also send you the suggestion of the 7 things that they want you to send. And then whatever you can, you know, if you already have your business card and your picture of your work vehicle and that's all you have, no problem. Just reply to my email with those 2 items. But, of course, if you have the business registration or anything like that to add to it, just put in whatever you can. And then once I get it, I'll go into that form and I'll submit all of that information for you, okay?
So is that, when you say my business registration, is that my DOT number or what? What do you mean by that?
Usually they just want a copy of the registration that shows that you're a valid business in the area. So it would be even more important than having a DOT number would be if it's showing your address on there. Because again, they're trying to protect you. Because let's say that you own a big corporation and you're out of, you know, Chicago, for example, but you, you know, have some remote workers out there in Minnesota and you want to kind of go in there and get, you know, and start getting on the first page and stealing clients. Google will reject that business because when they see the business registration and whatnot, it's all tied into Chicago, right? So they don't have a way to prove that they're a valid business in that area. So, and the reason Google does that is those big companies, they can still get on the first page, but they have to do those pay-per-click ads, which are very, very expensive, and Google makes a lot of money on them, right? So that's what they're trying to prevent happening to you. You know, you can easily get published on the first page if you just send over some information that can show that, you know, you're a valid business in the area, and then I'll submit it on the form for you, and we'll make sure that you get verified, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, you have my direct line now, you know, just feel free to call me. And then, like I said, if, you know, somehow or another, your wife finds out that you decided to continue, and if she's very, very angry, I don't mind talking to her for you because I understand where she's coming from too. You know, I would probably be upset as well. So.
Okay. Well, if you send me that, I will send you a picture of my equipment and my business card, and then that business registration, I won't get that until I get home tonight. I've got that in my file. I don't have that with me.
Yeah, no problem. But just send it as you get it, you know, because I can go on to the form and keep adding for you, you know, as you get it. The only thing I wanted to tell you is when you take a picture of the work vehicle or the tools, try to make sure that there's a picture of the Minnesota license plate in it. Because if you just send over the tools, again, they might say, oh, this might be a, you know, somebody that's out of the area. So if you have a picture of your tools with the license plate in it, that will help you get verified quickly.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're all good to go, Mike, and I'll keep my eye out. I'll submit that email to you now just so you have something to reply to. And then, you know, if you send over two items now and one at the end of the day, no problem. Like I said, anytime you send something to me after the fact, I'll still make sure it gets over to that department.
All right.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, too.
All right. You too.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.